music.
Legendary Crickets.
This is the queen of house royalty, DJ Patty Kane.
This is Ian Friday from Global Soul Music.
This is JoJo Abanathy Wright.
This is DJ Sabine Blazin of Oya Sound.
You're listening to
For the Love of House.
For the Love of House.
For the Love of House.
For the Love of House podcast
with DJ Mark Henderson.
Hey, hey, Househeads, this is DJ Mark Henderson, a.k.a. The Master Killer, a.k.a. Gary Seven. We have a really good episode lined up for you today. We are traveling once again to visit our dear friends in the United Kingdom. I have an exciting interview with one of the newest up-and-coming singers in the house music garage dance music scene. I'm talking about Miss T. She's been working with producer Timberwolf on some hot, hot records. And you can find most of her catalog on TrackSource. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Miss T.
For the Love of House, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, Shemaine Tony Soul. Peace.
Urban Deep. Urban Deep. Element. Urban.
Every Monday night, let the Housing Project take you on a musical journey. Four soulful brothers from the Jersey Shore, serving the best in house music. Check out the Urban Deep Element Show, Monday at 8 p.m. only, on Global House Movement Mixcloud.com.
Urban Element. Deep Element. Urban Deep Element. Urban.
Hi, I'm Cortez.
And I'm Bridget.
Welcome to House of BAV.
House of BAV is the home of Born Again Vintage. It also houses other local creatives, artisans, and designers from the community. We sell one-of-a-kind, handmade, and original items. But House of BAV is more than a boutique. It's an experience. So come check us out at 359 Main Street in East Orange.
You can also reach us online at the website www.houseofbav.com. Thank you.
Ace Beat Music. The legacy continues.
Ace Mungin, the architect of the New Jersey house sound, is still going strong. Check out the latest soulful releases from Ace Beat Music at acebeatmusic.com.
And if you're looking for apparel, Ace Beat Music has you covered. UrbanBeatGear.com is where you'll find a great collection of vintage house t-shirts, hoodies, and more that show off your individual belief, intelligence, power, and excellence.
Ace Beat Music. They are house and so much more.
Hey, Househeads, very excited to introduce you to our guest today. Coming in all the way from the UK, I have an extraordinary vocalist, Miss T. Welcome to the podcast, Miss T.
Thank you for having me.
So I was listening to CKP, and I heard one of your songs on his show. And guys, if you haven't heard on Facebook, CKP is one of the legendary MCs of the Garage Movement. He has a live show on Facebook and also on, I think, Mixcloud. And he was playing some of your music, and I heard your voice, and I was like, wow, listen to that. That voice really cuts through. So
thank you.
I'm just trying to figure out. I said, man, I got to get her on the show. So very happy and very honored that you're coming on the show.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
So, Miss T, where does your musical journey begin? How did you first fall in love with music?
I used to obviously go to primary school. I think you call it elementary school. And I became a member of the choir. So I used to do a lot of performances. And then I started getting solo pieces, and I really, really enjoyed it. Anyway, moving on from primary school, I went into secondary school and I joined a youth club. A youth club is just where we all go, instead of hanging out on the street, you know, we can be there, we can play table tennis. And then I started singing. So they actually got me into a studio. I think I was about 14 years old. And honestly, I had the time of my life. I mean, I love singing anyway, and just being in the studio, it just become a really happy place for me. So then after school, I just started going to the studio, singing with a couple of rappers from Birmingham. And I just really enjoyed being in the studio all the time. So I was trying to take it further, but the music industry is a really hard industry to get into. So like I was doing music and then it wasn't going nowhere, but I just kept on giving it my all, kept going for it. And then last year, I think it was in lockdown, I was introduced to DJ Timberwolf and he sent me over a beat. I wrote something to it, got in the studio, and we just kind of had like this musical connection. So we released our first ever single on 10th of December last year called Anything. So it's UK Garage and it's under ATM Records, About the Music Records. That's the label that it was on. It's MC Blender, who's a record label that is. So yeah, we released that. And then just from then, we was getting the buzz. He just kept sending me beats and I just kept writing my, because I write my own music. And then I ended up writing Carrying You, and that's out now, that is. It's doing really well, actually. I just, you know, linked DJ Timberwolf, and we're just creating so much music.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying what we're doing together as well.
I was listening to Carrying You. It's a great song. Something that everybody can relate to.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's wonderful that you kept your dream, you know. You held on to it.
Yeah.
You held on to your dream.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there was times when I thought it wasn't going to happen. I gave up for a little bit, but then I thought, this is what I love to do. So just meeting Timberwolf, he just put me back to where I wanted to be. And he just believed in me and just gave me that opportunity to show who I really am. And we've just got like this musical connection, and you know, he just sends me the beats. I write down my lyrics, and then the rest is like history.
Now you work in, you sing in other genres as well. Do you do R&B and
yes.
pop?
So I actually do drum and bass. So drum and bass is it's really big over in the UK, and I'm actually working with, his name's MC Juice Man and Jubs. They are actually beat merchants, but they're signed to V Recordings, and that's with Jumping Jack Frost and Brian G. But Juice Man and Jubs, they have their own label. It's called Kilowatts, and I've actually got about three drum and bass tracks that are ready to be released. I think the first one's being released in June, but then hopefully I'll be releasing some with V Recordings. So Brian G and Jumping Jack Frost, they're like some of the biggest DJs, producers in the UK, so I'm really privileged to even be able to release something with them all.
Wow, that's exciting. And like yeah. I was saying before, your voice kind of cuts through. Was there anybody that influenced you, or who were some of your musical influence coming up?
So from when I was little, my mum used to listen to Motown. She used to listen to Queen, the Beatles. So I just started singing along with my mum, really. They just inspired me, just seeing them like on the TV screen. I knew that's where I wanted to be. And just watching the presence on stage, and, you know, I learned quite a lot from them. And then growing up, I became a really big fan of the Spice Girls. Oh. I have to get that in there because they were my number ones, honestly.
Hey, they were a phenomenon.
They really were, yeah.
Do they still have Top of the Pops? Is that show still there?
No, that stopped ages ago, that did. But it was so good. It used to come on every Saturday and I'd make sure I was there watching it. I'd record it on my VHS, and then after the show had finished, I'd go back, I'd learn all the dances, be singing. Oh, I loved it. Top of the Pops was so good.
Yeah, it's kind of like we had Soul Train over here, and that's where you hear all the latest music and the artists and everything. Used to tune in on Saturdays.
Saturdays are the best, aren't they?
So have you, we've been in lockdown. Have you had much chance to perform live or tour or go anywhere?
So I haven't been touring, but I have been doing a few live streams after lockdown that was. So I've been up down to London. I've done a couple of live streams with CKP. But I'm actually releasing a track on CKP and Cole H's label, Music in Me. So that's another thing to look out for as well.
Wow, yeah.
So I'll be doing that with DJ Timberwolf as well.
Shout out to CKP.
Yeah. He's amazing.
Love his energy.
I mean, I used to listen to him when I was in my teens. I used to record his lyrics, learn them, honestly. So just meeting him and being able to do what I'm doing with him, it's an honor. It really is.
It must have been a kick when you got to actually meet him. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was really cool. I think that's the word to use. It was so cool.
Yeah, I love his energy. He's got the energy.
Yeah, and honestly, like, the support that he gives and shows me, it's unreal. Honestly, I appreciate it so much.
So what was it about dance music or garage that kind of like attracted you, or what attracted you about that scene?
So I've been listening to garage since I was younger. Again, in my teens, it's just music that it just fills you with so much happiness, and you know that it's just so vibey, and it's a great genre to sing to. It really is bubbly. It makes you feel bubbly inside.
Yeah. And can you take us in the studio for a second? Like when you're working in the studio, what's your process? Do you write the lyrics first, or do you get the music, or how does that work?
So I always go to the studio prepared. So before I go to the studio, I will already have had the beat and I would have wrote the song at home. So then what I do then is obviously I learn my song and then I go into the studio so that I can just lay it down straight away. Don't get me wrong, I've had days in the studio, but I do prefer to get everything done before I go. But honestly, the studio is my happy place. I'd stay in there all day, all night if I could.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
And some of those sessions, they do go long sometimes, right?
Yeah, but because I love it so much, it's not like a chore to me. It's like a vacation. I just love being there.
Oh, wow, like a vacation. That's cool.
Yeah.
And you do your, I think I noticed on the track, you do leads and you also do your own backing vocals, or do you have other singers that work with you?
Oh, no, I do it all myself. And the producers that I work with, they are so good at getting my voice on point. And they know, I know what I want, they know, and we just work so well together. So yeah, I like to sit with the engineer, I do. So once I've been in the studio, I like to sit with them and just say, you know, can we put that there, take this out? So I get involved in all aspects of recording my music.
Wow.
And I've actually just got myself a home studio, so I'm just trying to learn Logic at the moment, because I'd love to be able to do it myself and then send it over to whoever needs it so that they can then tidy it up for me. But yeah, I'm really interested in my home studio, because I'll go to a studio and then I'll come home and then I'm like, oh my God, I should have done this or I should have done that. So having my own studio in my home just means that, you know, I can correct stuff or I can change it if I want to, rather than having to wait to go back to the studio.
Yeah. And studio time, you know, that could be kind of expensive too. So it'd be nice.
Yeah, it is. And then you feel like you're rushed as well, because you've only got a certain amount of hours, where when I'm at home, I can just take my time.
Yeah. So what's your vision for your career as your songs are starting to get more popular? I see them up on TrackSource. You just want to, what's your plan? What's your vision for your career?
Do you know, I am a people person. I love meeting people. So I just want to really be able to you know, get my songs out there and also go and meet the people that I'm singing to. I don't want them to just listen to me and think, oh, that's Miss T. I want people to get to know me. So with my music, most of my music, it's about me or about things that have happened to me or just life lessons and stuff like that. So I just want to put myself across in songs so that people get to know me. But like I say, I'm a people person. I love to meet everybody. I've just got one of them. I'm just one of them people that, you know, I'll meet someone and just straight away I just interact with them and I like to get to know people. So, yeah, it's just about expanding myself and just, you know, meeting the world and just, you know, yeah.
So you grew up in London your whole life or?
No, I'm actually from Birmingham. Mm. Yeah, but I do go down to London to do some music, but I am.
Hello?
Can
oh, I
you
lost
me?
You for a second.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, from Birmingham, you go down to London to do music. That's where we're.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like I said, I am based in Birmingham. This is where I live. I do a bit of music in Birmingham. Obviously, Timberwolf and ATM Records, they are Birmingham based as well. But yeah, we do travel down to London. Juice Man and Jubs, they're London, Northampton way. So I do travel around to go and meet the different producers. I don't always just work from Birmingham. I work wherever I need to go, basically.
I mean, that's exciting. I mean, hopefully when the world starts to open up, you'll be able to get out on the road and get a chance to meet the people that are listening, that dig in your music, you know.
Oh, I can't wait to do that. The support that I'm getting so far is amazing. And I always say, I support it. I like to see everybody succeed. So I put as much support into other people than what I do into myself as well. I just want everyone to be happy. I just want everyone to do what they want to do in life. I know sometimes it's not that easy, but they're my visions.
Hey, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, Miss T.
Oh, thank you.
Another friend of the podcast, she's been on a couple of times. Do you know Miss Fly?
Yes, I do, and she's amazing. I've met her a couple of times, and honestly, her music, she's one of the inspirations. Just obviously, I'm new to the scene that Miss Fly is on, but she's an inspiration on her own. Like, and she's got such a lovely presence about her, and her vocals that just blow me away.
Yeah, shout out to Miss Fly. If you're listening, she'll be listening. Yes, she listens in. Shout out to Miss Fly.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, there's room for everybody. You know, it's a big scene.
Yeah, definitely. Room for everybody. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But sometimes it's hard to get into the scene. But you just got to keep persevering. If there's something that you love, just keep going. Just, you know, there's the world's your oyster, basically. So yeah, don't give up. Just keep going. Keep doing what you love doing.
That's a great message. That's a great message.
Yeah. Dreams really can come true, but you have to believe in yourself for people to believe in you.
Well, this podcast has a nice listenership, so I'm hoping that this is going to help you to get out into the world.
I would love that.
And I'm really happy to have you on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
And so you say you have a few more projects coming up. What labels are those going to be on?
Okay, so DJ Timberwolf, we're with ATM Records, About the Music Records, that is. That's MC Blender's label. So then I'm also doing, I've got another track coming out with KMY. So that's called Bang, and I think that's going to be out in the next couple of months. That's under Mission Records. Then obviously I'm working with MC Juice Man. He's Beat Merchants, but he's signed to V Recordings. But his label is Kilowatts, and that's the label I'll be going on. But hopefully, somewhere down the line, I'll also be on V Recordings, which is Brian G and Jumping Jack Frost. So I've got quite a few people around me that are supporting me and helping me. And the future is quite bright at the moment.
Wow, very busy. That's good.
Yeah, you have to be busy. You just have to keep putting that work in. Hard work pays off, doesn't
sure,
it?
Sure, sure. So, Househeads, look out for Miss T. She's got some hot fire releases coming up.
Oh yeah, I have another release coming out in May called Good Feelings. So that is actually on my Facebook. We've put a little exclusive out. So it's on my Facebook, it's on my Instagram. So if anyone wants to take a look, they can, but that'll be out in May. And that is a really good song. So please, please watch out for that one as well.
So speaking of social media, where can people find you?
So you can find me on Facebook. So it's Andrea Miss T. And then you can find me on Instagram, and it's Miss T _0121.
Fantastic. Hey, Miss T, thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it. And anytime that you want to come on the show, just let me know. You know, if you got something up that you want to promote, just...
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, just hit me up, and then we'll get it out there to the public.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it.
All right, Househeads, you heard it now. Look out for Miss T coming out with some hot fire in the coming months. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Hey, Househeads, that was a great episode. I really enjoyed talking to Miss T, and keep your eye out. This is a rising star, for sure. Make sure you get over to Track Source and check out our catalog, especially the song Carrying You, really one of my favorites. Also, I'd like to shout out my family in the UK, the Afro Soul London family. I'm talking about Mr. Mayor, CKP. I'm talking about Solly Brown, and I'm talking about the First Lady of Afro Soul London, Miss Fly. Shout out, everybody. That's it. Another great episode of the House Love a House podcast. Everybody, keep listening. Stay tuned. More exciting guests coming up in the near and dear future. This has been DJ Mark Henderson, a.k.a. The Master Killer, a.k.a. Gary Seven.
Music.
For the love of house.